This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ken Blackwell. He is the former Secretary of State for Ohio, former Mayor of Cincinnati, now with the Family Research Council. Along with colleague Ken Klukowski, he's the author of the brand new book, The Blueprint, Obama's Plan to Subvert the Constitution and Build an Imperial Presidency. For the next few minutes, we want to get his thoughts on one of the issues that he addresses in this book, and that's the Obama strategy for putting the right kind of people, at least from his perspective, in the U.S. court system. And of course, in the past few days, we've been learning more and more about the president's latest Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
What we've heard most of all in terms of concern from really both sides of the aisle so far is the lack of really a paper trail here. But when you look at what the president's general philosophy is in terms of judicial nominees, what can we expect from Kagan if she's confirmed?
You can expect a justice that is hell-bent on changing the Constitution from its original intent. You know, there's a clash of worldviews. Those who believe in the original intent of the Constitution, a Constitution based on lasting truths and principles, and those who believe in what they call a 21st century Constitution. They believe that the Constitution is very malleable and can be changed on a whim. And so the president has a historic opportunity to pack two levels of the federal court, the appellate court, and he will have unprecedented opportunity to stack the Supreme Court, tip the balance in favor of those who believe in a 21st century Constitution. The Constitution, in its original intent, that has only been changed 27 times since its inception, it is the only roadblock between the president's big government push to convert our government from one that is a regulator of the market as opposed to one that dictates to the market, change our culture for one that believes in religious liberty and individual freedom to one that believes in the collective good and big government. She, through all of her administrative and literary writings, indicate that she is a big government, 21st century constitutionalist.
In terms of what the president, if in fact your thesis of your book is right and he's trying to build an imperial presidency, consolidate power, what are the biggest constitutional hurdles right now to doing that? And so what would he be expecting from these justices?
Health care is right up there before the Supreme Court now. If health care, Obamacare, as presently constituted, is judged by the Supreme Court to be constitutional, it will mean a radical transformation in the relationship between individuals, free individuals, and the government. You know, I'm reminded back in February of last year, Newsweek ran a cover story that said we all are socialists now. Well, I tell you, if Obamacare gets through, and if it's sort of rubber stamped by a Supreme Court, we will be not going down the path of European-style socialism, we will be fully there. So that's a real big issue.
We're talking with Ken Blackwell. And Ken, in decades past, Supreme Court nominations were pretty much smooth sailing. The president was considered, obviously, the winner of the previous election, and he got to pick someone who he wanted on the Supreme Court, even though that the members of the opposition party might not really agree with that judicial philosophy. Obviously, that changed a whole lot, starting with the Robert Bork hearings in 1987, and really this has become a contentious process ever since then. What, in your mind, should determine whether or not a justice is ready or right for the Supreme Court?
Let me tell you, and put it in these terms, the president finds himself in a conundrum. I believe that we should have originalists on the court who interpret the Constitution and not who transform the Constitution. President Obama wants someone on the bench or a majority on the bench that will transform the Constitution. Now, I think we should use the Obama standard in this regard. The Obama standard, he established it with Roberts and Alito. He said it was not enough that someone be just legally qualified, good academic background, solid intellectual, but that the senators choose someone who reflects how they believe the Constitution should be regarded. So he said that Alito and Roberts were qualified, but he was in favor of a filibustering them, and he voted against them. So if he applied that standard to those two justices, I think we should now say to him, we're going to apply your standard to your nominee, and just saying that she is legally qualified is insufficient. We need to take a look at her record as a professional, her writings, both her in the executive branch when she was working for President Clinton, and her academic work that she's had published, to determine just where she is. I think the what's starting to surface is that she's against Second Amendment freedoms. She actually is willing to step on on Article 1 of the Constitution, which would give some indication that she would find Obamacare okay, which would be a fundamental change in our market-driven, individual choice-driven economy. The government will not just be regulating health care. Government will be dictating what kind of health care you and I can have.
And again, the book is The Blueprint, Obama's Plan to Subvert the Constitution and Build an Imperial Presidency. The authors are Ken Klukowski and my guest for the last several minutes, Ken Blackwell. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Ken Blackwell, former mayor of Cincinnati, former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio. He's now with the Family Research Council. And again, the book is The Blueprint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.